This is Dr. Minhas. I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Adelina Carabello, Adelina Carabello. Date of birth 07/10/1959. Date of appointment 9/30/2025. Requesting physician Melissa Patello, MelissaPatillo. Dear Melissa Patello, I have the pleasure of seeing Adelina Carabello today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her care. As you know, she is 66-year-old, right-handed Hispanic woman who has a history of seizure. She is getting seizure again since May of 2020. Many years ago she had a seizure and she was on Depakote when she was young. It was stopped. She did not have seizure for many years. Now seizure is coming back and more frequent and stronger. Sometimes feel dizzy before seizure, and sometimes she smell food which is not at home, and then she had a generalized tonic-clonic seizure. It lasts about 2 minutes. No tongue biting, no incontinence, postictal confusion present. She had MRI of the brain and EEG done in Albany Medical Center and St. Mary's Hospital. She will go for 72-hour EEG in January 5th, 2026. Last seizure was 2 days ago. Now she is taking Depakote and lacosamide. Past medical history. Past medical history, history of hypertension, seizure, heart failure, bipolar disorder, anemia, aortic stenosis, type 2 diabetes mellitus, syncope, obstructive sleep apnea, chronic kidney disease, hypothyroidism, COPD. Please remove COPD. Hypertension. Frequent fall, AV block, nicotine dependence, obesity, urinary urgency and frequency, migraine, COPD, anxiety, past surgical history, myringotomy, cardiac pacemaker, aortic valve replacement, breast reduction, appendectomy, tonsillectomy, hysterectomy, cholecystectomy, allergy, cephalochlor, iodinated contrast media, lorazepam, nitroglycerin, oxycodone, penicillin. Aripiprazole medication, aspirin 81 mg, atorvastatin 80 mg, cholecalciferol, divalprex sodium 500 mg 2 times daily, ferrous sulfate, gabapentin 600 mg 3 times daily, insulin, glargine, insulin, lispro, lacosamide 200 mg 2 times daily, levothyroxine, semaglutide. Socialist is smoke 2 pack of cigarette per day, does not drink alcohol, unemployed, widowed, lives with the grandson, have 3 children, family history, mother deceased with hypertension, cancer, father deceased, hypertension, 2 sisters, 5 brothers. Review of the system. I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that she is having headache, lightheadedness, confusion, convulsion, blackout, memory loss, weakness, trouble walking, physical examination, blood pressure 120/80, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2, regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen soft, bowels on present, neck supple, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, cyanosis and edema, neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria. Pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation, extraocular movement intact, there is no facial asymmetry, tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug normal, hearing is decreased on the left side, finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, no tremor, motor system examination is 10-5-4-5. Deep tender reflex is 2/4, plantar responses are flexor, sensory system examination revealed decreased vibratory sensation in the left foot, gait ataxic, Romberg test positive, assessment and plan, 66-year-old right-handed Hispanic woman whose history and examination is suggestive of number 1 epilepsy, number 2 peripheral neuropathy, number 3 gait ataxia, number 4 hearing loss on the left side, number 4 depression, number 5 anxiety, number 7 history of syncope, next paragraph. At this time I would like to start Aptium 400 mg 1 PO daily. I would like to continue the Depakote ER 500 mg 2 times daily and Lacosamide 200 mg 2 times daily. She is also taking gabapentin 600 mg 3 times daily, aspirin 81 mg daily, and atorvastatin 80 mg daily. She already had MRI of the brain and EEG. She is going for the 72-hour EEG on 1/5/2026. I would like to see her back in my office in 2 months. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.